Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. So today the conversation is it on the bus with you or are you travelling towards it? And I'm talking about your passion and your happiness. And it's interesting, I had a conversation this week with Gordon Mullen. He's one of my podcast research conversations that I'm having at the moment.
A quick side note.
If you are interested in talking to me about how to take this podcast forward or the big life questions that are interesting for you, do get in touch. Details in the show notes above. Back to the conversation. I was talking to Gordon about this idea about what is it that makes a good podcast conversation or a good live conversation. Now, Gordon is a specialist on live events and he does hosting of events and he also does virtual events and trains speakers to use virtual technology. So it was a good conversation to have because he obviously has experience in this area. And one thing he was saying that he noticed a lot about this was that when people have the sense that they are looking outside of themselves, you know, I will be happy when, then contentment internally is very difficult to discover. Because when you're looking outside of yourself, you're traveling towards something that is missing, and the thing that is missing is the thing that's not making you happy. Interesting, isn't it? And it is a very valid point. But there's a couple of caveats to that I was realizing. We can always be happy when we use gratitude to appreciate what we have. So, and that's why it's important to have that on the bus with you. When you're traveling towards something, looking for something, there will always be a sense of loss or incomplete. When you are complete and traveling towards a journey, then it's the journey that's important and you are already complete. And that's kind of what we're getting at. But I did think about this a bit this morning and I realized there are probably circumstances where something outside of you is important. So my guest on the program this week was Angel Rebo, and he is a successful networker, an international networker. That was his story, and he traveled many countries, South America, all sorts of places. His primary role is to help companies establish bridgeheads kind of sales services abroad by building relationships. That's what he does. But for him, one of his big passions since traveling in South America was he discovered that there are so many children living in poverty that he set up a charity to support and help those children. So while the charity is important to him and while helping those children are important to him, that is something outside of the bus. It is something outside of him that he's seeking to do. It's still a passion for him on the inside, a passion for what he can achieve with the work that he does. And that really kind of crystallized that for me today, that conversation with Gordon this week about this idea that, yes, we need to be complete, we need to be whole and find out what it means to be whole and complete. And there can be some things outside of us as long as we're not making them a condition of our happiness. So that's my reflection for today is, you know, what are you traveling towards and are you self-contained and what are you doing to find how to be self-contained? You see, passion reveals itself when we get on with it. If we go seeking for it, particularly, it will always be elusive. Everything is the same. So In a way, it is. It always comes back to the gratitude conversation. What can I be thankful for? And when we realize how much we have, the seeking will diminish. I think that's enough on that subject today. So look, I am still in the conversation about building and developing this podcast. If you are an entrepreneur and you have questions, life questions, things that you are intrigued by, let's have a conversation. If you have discovered something, discovered an answer to a life question, let's have a conversation. I really want to explore the whole journey of life in every way possible. You know, I have my set questions, but maybe there are other questions I haven't noticed or haven't realized. So look, if you are up for having a conversation with me about this podcast, about the idea of the entrepreneurial journey, about the business journey, about the life journey, anything about this, I am really interested in talking to you. The link is above in the show notes, and you can also find it at Life, Passion and Business. Now that link, there are two options on that link. One, you can do the podcast survey. That's one link. Or you can have a conversation with me. And I actually would prefer the conversation. So there'll be two links available for you. Let's talk. I'm really looking forward to having these conversations. I've got a number booked and I want to have as many as I can over the next few weeks. So that's it. What's coming up in the show this week? On Wednesday we have Russ Avery, and he is a marketer like myself, but he specializes in working with sustainability and sustainable companies. Interesting journey considering he studied languages and speaks Russian, but I couldn't get him to say anything on the program. That comes out on Wednesday. As I say every week, if you like this podcast or you like any podcast that you're listening to, do give your content creators some feedback by liking and sharing and commenting, because it is so, so appreciated. Anyway, thanks for your time and attention, and I will catch you later. All the best.